Welcome back to the Social Anxiety Remedy Podcast. Thanks for joining today. We're going to be going, just doing a short, quick little video here, getting back in the groove of things. And today we're going to be really going over kind of the character version. I've been getting a lot of questions regarding how this new character kind of fits into really helping them with their social anxiety. A lot of people are definitely having questions and concerns, which is rightfully so when it comes to somebody preaching to them. I mean, not preaching, but talking to them about becoming this new self and becoming this new person, and definitely have their questions regarding if they really are authentic and they don't want to be this new person. And we're going to be going into that today, as well as showing how the people that you really surround yourself with is somebody that shapes your character. And you've all probably heard before kind of the saying, the show me your friends, I'll show you your future, or the real fact that the five people that you surround yourself with most, you become the average of those people. So we're going to be really getting into that deep today. Really quick video though. So just to start off, kind of the questions regarding the new character. Like I've said before, you're told constantly to just be yourself and to never change and to just be who you are because that's what you were supposed to be. But it's just complete bullshit and it's complete nonsense. And I hear people trying to tell others that all the time, constantly with great intentions, right? But it's really just not the way to go about things successfully, okay? In order to become the person that you want to be, you have to change, okay? You have to be that one person that is deserving of that. You have to take a mental picture and even write down things that you want to become, and you have to say, and you have to look at the person that you'd expect to have those things. What do they dress like? What do they look like? How do they speak? Okay, how do they present themselves? What kind of, sorry, I'm getting bombarded by text here, sorry. How they present themselves and whatnot. So when you are actually, like you are now, taking the necessary steps to overcome anxiety, specifically social anxiety, there's a lot of kind of tools and techniques that people use. And trust me, I use them. Like, we go into EFT tapping, we go into subconscious release, meditation, obviously. We go into all these different types of things. But what nobody really teaches you is the real social skills that you have to build up in order to start holding conversations and bringing in, fruitful and beneficial conversations into your life and social interactions. That's why when I always kind of, I don't bash this, the normal typical talk therapy. I kind of do, but it's because of the fact that when you go, you're not being taught these important skills that you need to learn and that you need to go through in order to overcome that real fear, okay? A real saying is basically, real true confidence comes from competence. And when you really learn the basics and the understandings of social dynamics, you gain that competence and then you gain that confidence, okay? It's easy to say that you can just go through and go ahead and do all these exercises that the experts are telling you to do, all these gratitude nonsense shit and stuff like that. Gratitude is amazing, don't get me wrong, but you have to actually learn skills in order to place them in actions. And that's what a lot of people don't even know themselves. We've gone over recently, previous podcast, how body language really affects your social anxiety and how you can flip that around and kind of trick your mind through the cognitive behavioral therapy systems of having good body language and how that can affect your thoughts and your initial behaviors and emotions. So when it really comes down to understanding these skills, most people do not know the actual tendencies and the percentages that real human communication make up. I've said it before. I think we've talked about how body language is about 60% of all interpersonal communication and how vocal tonality is the 30%, right? The body language being the open, grounded, priding, and slow, which we spoke about. If you haven't listened to that, go back to the other podcast, as well as the vocal tonality, right? The seeking rapport, the neutral rapport, and the breaking rapport, right? So if you want to learn more about that, go back in the past podcast. But what I kind of have just been discovering lately is that people are really intrigued by this new character that they can really become because it's their ideal self. I get so many answers when I try to speak with other people struggling. It's something that I went through as well, so I know a firsthand experience that you're tired of social anxiety being the same thing that's the one thing that's really holding you back from that potential, okay? That person that you know you can be and that you should be, and you feel like your social anxiety is the one holding you back. But once you're able to break out of that and become this new character, okay, it basically is just like it's just a streamlined effect where it happens much more quickly, where over time you don't have to just continually be this boring, dull, you know, just shell of yourself, right? The not the real you, okay, but the outside you that you have to present yourself with, and you can just flip that immediately by becoming this new character, and it just makes the effect go by so much quicker, and you can see how it affects your social anxiety, in such a profound way. So when it comes to that, really check out the body language. And what I really try to teach is social skills as well. Learning types of states to be in, types of moods, and really outlooks that you can place yourself in once we go into social situations with exposure therapy. Okay, exposure therapy is and will always be the most important thing that you can do because it's actually making you take real action, and it's building these memories up into your subconscious, like I talk about all the time, that can be beneficial, and then you just build off of that. Okay, once we're able to release the negative subconscious beliefs, we go ahead and do the exposure therapy, and we build on that. And that's why I really go through with everybody that I teach on a one-on-one basis that we're going to be doing exposure therapy for a while. Okay, I stay in contact with them, and we do it week by week basis for literally. We have like 56, like the whole year type of weeks. Is it 56 or is it 54? I'm always confused with if it's like 365 days or 355 days. I'm obviously not a very smart person, but I was able to work hard through my social anxiety, and I think everybody can. I really do truly believe that. So taking it back towards where I said this was probably gonna be a short video, and I can't stop talking. Finding and surrounding yourself with people that are going to have a positive influence on you. You're struggling with social anxiety. A lot of the times you're surrounding yourself with people of that same nature, okay? It can be different. I know with me, I was always, I was pretty good at sports in high school. And so I was always around these like type of jocks and kids like that, that really I didn't feel, really true around, real confident around, but it gave me the outlet to say, okay, I can look at this person, I can model the behaviors and the thoughts that are going through their heads, and I can slowly flip this switch into this new character where I become a better self because of it, and I'm able to actually let my true, authentic thoughts and emotions come out and have other people see that, because that's what really everybody has this true underlying just real need for and with that human connection. And when you're able to just do these small details, literally with your body language, with your vocal tonality, it just amps it up. It amps it up and it turns it to an absolute different level. And that's why we build around the subconscious, the EFT tapping, the meditation, so it can be so much easier and simpler to go through the exposure therapy and build the social skills necessary. Okay, most of the time, like I've told you, the very first time I ever tried to do any type of exposure exercise or anything, I was just like going around and asking people for the time, and I couldn't even do that. Okay, I really couldn't even go out and do this simple step that most people would not even think about, okay? And it really comes from being able to release those past negative energies or memories, also energies, traumatic experiences, and just be able to build from that. Surrounding yourself with the right people is what is going to make up this new character as well. Okay, finding references, like I said in past body language video, finding references and then finding references in your own life that you can model and you can mold and then eventually can become your own. Okay, you're not faking it. You're not faking this self. You're just doing it until you remember. Okay, that's all you're doing. You're doing it until you remember. When we were kids, super young, it's not like we had all of this anxiety to everything. It's really how our society kind of brings us up, how our parents bring us up. It's not our parents' fault either, okay? Really being in this social type of society and community, you need these rules and these guidelines that parents usually have to enforce in order for society to work as a whole. And it's not a bad thing, okay? You need these type of laws. But when you're screaming as a kid at dinner in front of a shit ton of people, your parents are going to say, shut up. And you are going to internally believe that, oh, shoot, like my parents don't love me because blah, blah, blah. I have to be this certain person or else I'm not going to find love and I'm not going to be able to stay alive because my parents are the ones that really are the ones keeping me alive. That's obviously irrational, except when you're a child, you don't have the capacity to really understand that. When you are struggling too, sometimes it's hard to even find friends, right? Sometimes you're isolated so much. That is another reason why it's so important to do your exposure therapy. When you stay in isolation, and don't get me wrong, isolation can be a great thing, okay? It can be an absolute amazing thing. I've been isolated for months at a time working on my businesses that I put together. At the same time, you have to consciously make an effort for it. It's not something that I didn't choose to do. It's something that I chose to put myself in front of. Okay, once you really can release these negative memories and these negative circumstances and just not have the same feeling towards them anymore, it becomes something that you want to do to start doing these exposure exercises. It becomes just this pure desire and this basic human need to start connecting with people. And at first, you might suck at it, okay? I know I did. But because you don't have the same feelings towards it, it just becomes fun. It just becomes a game. Your outlook just becomes like you're playing this third-person video game. That's one of really the biggest secrets when I've kind of been teaching people with this new character. It's kind of like you are the video game, and this is your character. You're playing the game. Your real self is playing the game in the background, and this body of yours is just the character. You're moving throughout life, but you're the one in control, right? You're the mastermind pulling all the strings above it. Because when we start to develop these habits, and I've talked about this before, your body is really the one that becomes in control. There's always this dark force that seems to be pulling you back from the things that you really want to do, but you just can't do them for some reason. And your social anxiety is the thing that is holding you back. Once we're able to release these, we're able to really build our health, wealth, love, happiness, all of the four most important pillars. Okay. Going out, doing this exposure therapy, and starting to build this new person is what's going to help you surround yourself with new people. Help surround yourself with successful people who have positive mental state, who maybe have more money than you, can help you build connections. Because a lot of the times when you are struggling with social anxiety, it's hard to even have a job, hold a job down. I've heard people really tell me that they can't even look their boss in the eyes and they don't even have a job right now because of their social anxiety. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. The five people you surround yourself most is the average that you become. That's why it's so important to actually find these mentors and people that have done it before and have really discovered the real strategies and formulas to streamline and make it as quick as possible from you being a socially awkward, isolated person who really has the desire to change but doesn't know what to do because we're being fed lies and lies and lies and just information that's really bullshit, and then become this new character where you're calm, confident, in control, and really have everything that you desired in the first place. So I get a lot of people that always say, I don't want to be this like just jack off, this jerk, or this person not true to yourself, but that's not what you're doing. Okay, you're building into this new character that in a few, trust me, it's not as long as you think, a few short months, really, you're not even going to be able to recognize him or her from who you were before. You have completely new habits, completely new thoughts that you've been able to cultivate and experiences from going out and doing cool social experiments. Not even social experiments, just regular things that regular people do. and have fun with it. So I try to, I always try to keep the video short, but I always rant off of random topics. So that is the video. I always say video. That is the podcast for today. And if you want more information, guys, go check out the Facebook group, support group. For everybody new that's joined, welcome. We're glad to have you guys. We're going to continue posting more content as the weeks come along. Also, if you guys are on Instagram, I'll link my Instagram in the description as well. And I will see you guys on the next one.